أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we've reached to the 28th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and only a few more days of fasting remain for us. Only a few more days of connecting to the Quran remain for us. Only a few more days to really enjoy and seek the maximum rewards which Allah has promised for each and every one of us in this blessed month of Ramadan. And as we have been going through traditions to help us reconnect to the Thaqalain, to the Quran, and to the Ahlul Bayt, today we want to shed some light on a beautiful tradition as has been narrated, as has been coming from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And in this tradition, we see the importance of recitation of the Quran, of memorization of the Quran, and how this can be a protection for us from challenges, from difficulties, from things that may be happening around the world, and that we will hopefully be seeking protection from Allah from all of these challenges. In this beautiful tradition, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, has been reported as having stated the following: recite the Quran and seek assistance from it, for surely Allah the Most High will not punish one who has memorized the Quran and has it within one's heart. As the Commander of the Faithful shows us that it is important for us to always be in a connection with the Quran, to recite the noble words of Allah within the Quran. Not only to recite them, but also to seek assistance, to seek help with Allah from the Quran, to seek help from the passages, to seek help from the concepts and the discussions which Allah has put within the Quran. Allah tells us in the Quran that the book is a book of guidance. It is a book which helps us to distinguish right from wrong. The Quran is a cure for the ailments within our heart. And there are many other ways that Allah describes the book within the book itself. And so we have to read and reflect and concentrate on the passages of the Quran and seek assistance with Allah from the Quran, because indeed it is a cure. It is an intercessor whose intercession shall be accepted. And he also reminds us, as many of the traditions that we read in the books that talk about the importance of the Quran, of memorization of the Quran. And as the Commander of the Faithful says, that Allah would not punish that individual who has memorized the Quran. Now obviously we have to appreciate this hadith in the correct context, because many people may be out there who memorize the Quran, but who are not necessarily following and practicing the verses of the Quran. And so we appreciate the fact that memorization is but just the first step in actually gaining these blessings and bounties with which the Commander of the Faithful has spoken about, and with many other traditions have spoken about. And so we have to memorize the book, we have to read it, we have to seek help from it. Memorization also has to be there, but above all of these stages is the art and the practice of actually putting the Quranic teachings into a daily application within our lives. What good is it to know that backbiting is a sin if we continue to do it? What good is it if we read the verses where Allah condemns to the hellfire the liars, the cheaters, the oppressors, and yet we do those same actions on a day-to-day basis? What good is it that we read the Quran when it talks about praying and fasting and charity, and we give none of these importance in our lives? And so yes, it is important to read and to reflect and to memorize the Quran, but let us allow that to be the first step in actual implementation and practical application of the Quran within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.